Okay, so our title today for our discussion is called No Normal Thanksgiving This Year, but Maybe in 2021. All right. Would it help if I shared the document? Does that help everyone? Or would you rather have me read it?
Just read it.
Okay. You don't need to see it.
I read it. I read
Okay.
it.
I'm going to read it to you. It'll just take 3 minutes here just to get everyone on the same page. Last week, a second pharmaceutical company announced that its vaccine is showing great effectiveness against COVID-19 in testing. That company, Moderna, said its vaccine appeared 95% effective, according to preliminary data from an ongoing study. A week before that, competitor Pfizer announced that its vaccine is showing a 90% effective rate in its clinical tests. These announcements put both companies on track to seek permission from the FDA within weeks for emergency use of their vaccines in the United States. While the likelihood of these vaccines being available soon has to be considered good news in the fight against the pandemic, they won't rescue this year's Thanksgiving gatherings from the kind of dampers many state governors and public health officials are recommending during this time when the virus is surging. Because even asymptomatic people can spread the disease, many of those recommendations call for keeping holiday gatherings to 10 individuals or fewer and asking people not to travel. Some say it's best to limit attendance to members of your own household. Obviously, the likelihood, let's see here. Obviously, the likelihood of an attendee carrying the virus into your gathering goes up significantly the more guests you have. For those wanting a localized risk assessment, there's a map developed by Georgia Tech researchers that allows you to zoom in on your area. Choose the number of people you think will attend and learn the odds of at least one COVID-19 positive person being there, assuming those in attendance have the general probability of infection. Have any of you looked at that research by Georgia Tech or that interactive map? Anybody? Okay, Rick and Kathy. So I'm going to pause for a moment and I want to share with you, I have taken a look at that map and I want to share with you kind of what's going on out there. The way that map works is you put in a gathering size and you select your county. And that gives you the probability that one person in that gathering is positive for COVID-19. Okay? What do you think Benton County's percentage is? If you come, let's say you go to a group of 50, what do you think the chances are in Benton County that you will have one person with COVID-19?
Pretty close to 100.
Close to 100?
100%. Oh, that there's one person.
Okay, anybody else? Guesses? Okay, here you go. The chances are 30% in Benton County. If you go to a gathering with 50 people, that one person has is positive. Now, the good news with that is that's one of the lowest counties in the country. So we are blessed where we live, actually. Linn County is 37%. Where my wife is from, Muskegon, Michigan, her uncle has tested positive. Her mom has been exposed. We found that out over Thanksgiving. The chances of one person in 50 in Muskegon, Western Michigan, is 96%. Church is not happening in the Midwest. They're just not gathering for worship. From what I understand with my connections in the Midwest, the virus is everywhere. So, Spokane, where my folks are from, the percentage is 78%. So, again, the good news is where we live, we're living in a really good area. You know, God's blessed us with a great place right here. So, but that does tell you the virus is very active in the Midwest and in other places. Any comments on that or reactions or I don't believe it?
Is that counting the university too?
I don't know. That I'm not sure. Again, I'm just going off of what this, if you go to the link at the end of this, hit that link and it'll take you to a map, and it'll just, all you do is zoom into a county and hit it, and it'll tell you, and you can adjust your gathering size. If you're having 10, it'll tell you the chances of one in that 10.
There's another map that is interactive both on the gathering size and on the county. Mm-hmm. And when I put in Benton County and put the number that we're allowed for church, 40, 24%.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
That's about the same. Yeah. So when we talk about going back to in person, the chances that one person in the 40, one person having, yeah, like Rick said, a 25% chance. Mm-hmm. So other comments or?
Better move to Wheeler County. They're in a very low risk.
Yeah.
Nobody lives there.
I wonder why.
Come on. We got friends over there, goodness. Well, yeah. Discount extension people. Excuse me.
All right. So let's go ahead and read on here. And there's just lots of discussion we could have. I just want to share just great resources that we all can agree here that this is really what it is and what's happening. Beyond this Thanksgiving, however, the vaccines offer hope of life eventually returning to normal, but not as quickly as any of us would like. There isn't an end to this, said Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Ever heard of that guy? But he and many other health officials say that in the meantime, it will require the public to continue wearing masks, maintaining distance from others, avoiding crowds, and being willing to receive a vaccination against the virus. People shouldn't think of vaccines as the savior, said Dr. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Vaccines are, along with hygienic measures, a way to get in control of this virus, but we need both. If you have a very, very highly effective vaccine and we convince most people in the country to take the vaccine, we could get back to a degree of normality maybe by the end of 2021. That's Fauci recently said that. By the end of 2021, we want normality sooner, but many projections say we need to be ready for a concerted effort for over several more months. Okay, so I think we're going to hold off on applying this story here. Well,